Matthew 1:18-25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She is to give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you, Claire. So I wonder what your best present was. I said on the video, my worst present was some flannel shirts, and it was like a pile of flannel shirts. I mean, I know it didn't sound very dramatic on the video, but genuinely, they gave me this pile of flannel shirts and then expected me to wear them. The problem was they were all hideous, so I was quite glad to be able to take them back. But you know when you take it back and you get a coupon or a voucher so that you can spend it again? Well, the problem was the shop was that bad. There was actually nothing that I wanted to buy, so we just re-gifted that gift card, so that worked out well. But I wonder what your best or worst Christmas present was. I know it was in America, so hopefully they don't know, and they won't be listening to this. But there's something, there's an art about giving presents, isn't there? About choosing something that you think, oh yeah, I know that person might like that, to the point that, you know, with my brother's family, we've just given up. And we text each other what it is that our families would like so that we can buy the thing that the family would like so they can open it and try to look surprised on that day. But of course, they don't, because they know exactly what they're getting because they asked for it. To the point that my mum on the phone this year, a few weeks ago, said, we were thinking about not doing presents this year. What do you think? And I said, I'm not sure what the kids would say about that, Mum. But thanks for the offer. So no, if it's all right with you, we'll carry on doing presents. But there's an art to choosing the right present. We were shopping on Friday and went into House of Fraser, as you do. Walked past this guy. I won't use the actual words that he said, but he said roughly this to his friend as they were shopping. It's really rubbish buying presents for other people, isn't it? And I don't know if you think the same, but it's a challenge buying presents for people. At Christmas time, we remember the present that God gave to humanity, the present of Jesus. And Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, that Claire just read to us, said that this gift would be something so significant. It would be so much better than a bunch of flannel shirts or an Amazon voucher or whatever it is that you might end up getting for Christmas. Because this gift does something that no other gift can do. This gift from God is God with us, Emmanuel. He's a gift that would save us from our sins. Now, sins is a bit of an old word, but it's right there in the Bible, as we see on the next screen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Oh, sorry, the screen after that. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And the way that I describe sins, because it's an old word and we don't often use it very much anymore, it's simply this. You know those places in your life where you've let other people down? That's a sin. You know, there are places in your life where you've let yourself down. That's a sin. And you know, in those places in your life where you've let God, the divine judge, the perfect one, you've not lived to the standard of perfection. That's a sin. And many of us carry through life either a sense of guilt feeling sorry and bad for what it is that we've done, or possibly worse than guilt, shame. Feeling bad, not just about what we've done, but about who we our very being, who we are. And yet Jesus came that he might speak to us of God's forgiveness. That in Jesus we can be set free from guilt and we can be set free from shame. The question this Christmas is not whether you'll get flannel shirts, but whether you receive the gift from God of Jesus. And we're running the Alpha course in a few weeks' time. The Alpha course is a way of finding out more about this gift of God from Jesus. We're starting on the 12th of January. We'd love to invite you more. There's a bit more explanation at the end of the service. But if you're interested in finding out more about this gift of God in Jesus, then please join us for the Alpha course. It's not just about Christmas presents, though. You might like my little play on words. I'm feeling rather proud of my play on words here, so please like it, even if you're not that impressed. But it's also about Christmas presents, everyone. Look, hey, come on. Man, tough crowd. It's not just about the gifts that we give. It's not just about the gifts that God gave. Because, yeah, Jesus was alive, but that was 2,000 years ago. But the reality is that Christmas is only the start of the story. That for those of us who follow Jesus, Christmas is the beginning of a story that has another highlight at Easter, where Jesus was nailed to the cross and was killed for what it was that he was sharing with the world. Sharing God's good news, but getting crucified for it. But then 3 days later, getting raised to life in the power of the Holy Spirit and able to then give the gift of the Holy Spirit to those of us who would follow him and die to ourselves and live a new resurrected life with Jesus. That's the Christian hope. And that's what it means when it says Emmanuel, God with us. Verse 23 of Matthew chapter 1, this prophetic word that was given hundreds of years before Jesus, that the virgin would conceive and bear a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. What would it look like to have God with us? Well, that's an easy question to answer. You just look at Jesus. Look at what Jesus did. When he saw people who were unwell, he healed them. When he saw people who were tormented, he delivered them. When he saw people who were poor and needy, he spoke God's word of love and blessing to them. God is with us. God is for us. If we would humbly receive him and welcome him. But it's not just about God's presence with us that I want to talk to us about this Christmas. It's also our presence with others. Because it's really easy, isn't it, to be physically present, but to be either emotionally or mentally absent. I don't know what your family's like. Some of us have great families that we can't wait to get back to. We enjoy being there. It's fun. I'd say the more common story is that it's hard work. At least one side of the family is difficult and we sort of brace ourselves for what might get said. And we have to deal with difficult expectations and we go walking on eggshells. But the challenge that we read as we hear about God being with us is that he accepts us just as we are. And he invites us to do the same to others. And that can be really hard sometimes. But the lovely thing about it is that God is with us as we seek to be with others. So this Christmas, as you're celebrating Christmas with family and friends, with those who you might choose to celebrate with those who it might feel slightly awkward, be present with them, just as God is present with us. I invite you this Christmas to let your presence, physical, emotional, mental presence with those around you, to be the greatest gift to your family and friends, because that's the greatest gift of God to us in Christ. And on Christmas Day, when it gets to opening the presents, the best bit. as you open and unwrap the presents, let that be a reminder to us all to welcome the presence of God into our lives, to receive the gift of God that he gave to us in Jesus, that we might live in God's love and his joy and his peace, and that we might offer that to those around us. Amen.